Even the disciple, he is also considered to be guru. As the other day, we mentioned the address of Prabhupada in Vyas Puja. He is addressing to the disciples, oh you, deliver us from my danger. You all disciples, you have come to help me in this endless, fathomless ocean. There were some concrete things here to help me. Today I was remembering one of our god brother, the founder of Gaudiya Sangha, who went in the second installment to London, and by the order of Guru Maharaj, he made one disciple, Vinod Bani, and is now the London mutt, oldest mutt, under Bhagavad management, that mutt is there. Vinod Bani became disciple of that Goswami Maharaj. He took sannyas after the departure of Guru Maharaj. He took sannyas from me, coming back from London. When he went to London, he was white clad, but a senior preacher he was, a strong preacher. In his white dress, as Grihastha, he began preaching, and one young man leaving his family became his disciple, attracted by his lecture. Still living, Bon Baba, in Puri at present, he left his young wife and family and was so much attracted by his advices that he left home and joined him. At that time, due to some difference between the trustees, we all left, many of us left the main mission and wandering here, there, had to settle. That Goswami, he was aprakito. In his Bakura home, he retired there. I went there to fetch him. But you are a senior preacher, and you are leaving the association and settling up at your home. That is intolerable. Then I had to stay there for 15 days continuously. I told, without taking you, I won't leave the place. And what to do? He left the place and came with me to Bakura, from there to Midnapur Center. And then he took sannyas. Sannyas. And he gave a statement that this sannyas given to me by my disciple, Bon Baba. At that time, his name was Bihuti. When I visited his home, he wanted a name for him, from me. I gave the name Vishnujan. From Bihuti, Vishnujan name was given by me. That Goswami Maharaj uttered, the Vishnujan has given sannyas to me. A young disciple leaving his wife and family, he has come to serve me, his guru, in a grihastha. He was trying to build a separate house, separate temple nearby his house. And he told me that as long as I shall live, I will go on continuing the service of this Lord in my temple here. I ought to go to preach further. But anyhow, I influenced him and took him And after taking sannyas, then he told, the disciple has given sannyas to me, to Guru. In young age he has left his home and that girl wife, and he is serving me as his Guru. So it pinched me so much that I could not. What is this? I am a householder and disciple, he is a renowned soul. So disciple also may be cause of Guru's progress. All this sincere position is necessary. So no other qualification but sincere hankari. That is quality. Only one price, single price. What is that? Sincere earnestness to have the thing. That is the capital to start with. Sincere hankering. I want my Lord. I want my Lord to serve Him, to satisfy Him. I won't live for my satisfaction. And feel that my satisfaction is dependent on the satisfaction of the center. It does not exist independently, a part of the whole satisfaction. My joy is a part of the joy of the whole. And the connection with that whole, supreme whole, can be had only through serving attitude, sacrifice, surrender to Him. He is full, He is perfect. I am imperfect. But my perfection, connection, is inevitable with the perfection. And to approach the perfection, the way is such, sacrifice, surrender. No other capital can be utilized there, because all teeny, all limited, whatever I shall conceive and make any plan or program, that would be all nonsense. To infinite consciousness, infinite decision, our particular particle of decision has no value. No value. So only surrender has value. To the goodwill of the center wave. The wave coming from the center all around. And to try as much as possible to be one with that. That will. That will, that flow of energy coming from the center to distribute happiness, pleasure to one and all, to feed all. Our real food is satisfaction, joy, happiness, pleasure. That is our food. That is the food of everyone in the real sense. In the real sense, in the real identification of us, only we live on pleasure, joy. That is the food up to everyone, the higher type of food. And the wave coming from the center to feed everyone. But there are so many that refuses that food box, that coming. And they separate interest arrangement that has done all mischief to our own life and the progress and the ideal, everything. That is. So that separate interest, that box, that ego, that should be dissolved. That should be dissolved and that also can be successfully dissolved by the help of that absolute wave. So many agents carrying that wave coming to recruit us from our position. And as much as we shall be able to disown us, our limited interest, ego, and to identify with that infinite wave, we will be more and more successful. We have a real life, we will be able to feel that what is real, what is unreal. Now what is day, that will be night, and what is night to us, that will be day. Die to live, Hegel says. Die, surrender means to the gradual death, to accept the gradual death of the so-called ego, which has taken possession of us. We think that is a part of us, but no, that is master, that ego. That guides us, that meager, that narrow self-interest, consciousness, that is the enemy. Ahankar, Vidyati, Hridayakranti, that tie box, tying with this thing, with the environment. I want this thing, I want that thing, I don't want that thing, I don't want this thing. This sort of nature, natural tendency within us, that ego. And that is our greatest enemy, our ahankar. And from there springing up kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mat, matsarya. The source is ego, and from there all these engagements, malice engagements are coming to guide us in the erroneous direction. So with the help of the agent and with the help of faith, Shraddha, Shraddha, faith, that we can gather with Sukriti. Sukriti, that is help given by the agents of the Supreme, unconsciously to us. Injection, unconscious. Just as in a hospital, the patient is unconscious and doctor giving injection to him. Then the consciousness coming back. So, not only patient be unconscious, but sometimes they move their limbs madly. What is that? When in Vika unconsciously one is throwing his hands, feet, all this, what is called?
Tantrum.
That sort of movement of
Tantrum.
The body and Vika. So our movement is like that, being unconscious in a proper way, but being misguided by any demonish that consciousness we are throwing our hands, feet in discordant way. But medicine has its effect, Sukriti. Independent of us, so many agents that are moving all through, carrying that good knowledge or that affection of the Lord, that gets uses our energy in some way or other. I have a garden and they take some flower and my energy, independent of my consciousness, is used in the service of the Lord. That gives us Sukriti. So Sukriti, from Sukriti, Shraddha, faith comes. And by faith, we go to the man of faith, that is Sadhu. And then the independent transaction begins, and gradually we can make progress and go. We can see the unseen. And what is seen, we leave that, is useless. Useless. I am seeing the receiving aspect of the world, the phenomenal aspect. They are as if they are tempting us, oh, I am here, enjoy me. The money will say, oh, take me and enjoy. Woman to man to woman, oh, enjoy. Then name and fame coming, oh, credit, goodwill, I am here, take me and enjoy. So many offerings coming from the opposite direction, and we are servants of that. We are slaves to that, but we must come out of this slumber and the association, good association, and revealed scripture, sadhu shastra. They are our real help, real friend, to guide us towards proper destination, towards the center, die to live, learn, surrender, noble life. Don't seek any pleasure by disturbing others and disturbing the whole at the cost of the whole. Don't try to immunize your own happiness. Noble life. Learn to give you for others' happiness. Then others is not real conception of being, really the whole, not any less than that. What is the conception of the whole? Do for the whole and not for any part. Do not do for you and at the same time not any part, however bigger it may seem to your senses. Sacrifice for the country, sacrifice for the community, but all extended selfishness. So try to eliminate that. Then we will come to Paramabrahma conception, eliminating so-called extended selfishness. You will have to face the Brahma conception, Paramatma conception, Bhagavat conception, three kinds. All accommodating aspect, Brahma, which is the largest, and which accommodates everything within him. Paramatma, all permeating, whatever fine, finest of the fine, entering there, regulating those opposite conception. The innermost controller and the outermost accommodator and the controller at the same time. Then the third thing, the power. The power, willpower, by whose will everything may come and go. The master of power. Not accommodating, not permeating, but all regulating. That should be the highest principle. Narayan Vaishyatya. Then, generally, the ordinary spiritualists who are disgusted with this material, mortal loss and gain, they try to find out all the accommodating aspect, Brahma. Another section, all permeating aspect, these two. And they want to be one with them. And no separate movement, to become one with them. That is their aim, mukti, salvation, liberation, renunciation complete, to be one with the cause, all accommodating or all permeating cause, to be one with them. Salvation, liberation. But the Vaishnava philosophers, they have got Sukriti, and for that they have got proper thinking. From the scripture, they say there is another world on the other side. this is not the only world defective, but non-defective, perfect world is also there. This sort of conception they get through that Sukriti, and they want to cross over that line of renunciation, that is the abscissa, the margin, and the another life, the opposite direction. Here in exploitation, they are to be exploited, dedication. The life of dedication is honorable and higher and eternal life. They find the other side, higher side, super subjective side. We are subject, we are in the living of, in the relativity of object, but where we shall be object and there should be subject in the higher self, super subjective. And there every unit to carry out the order of the center, and not themselves center of order, but only to carry out dasya. That is at work. And to practically feel that gradually and enter, and also to get the taste of a noble life. Yes, only by robbing we can get pleasure, no? By giving also we can get pleasure. In this world also we find some, there are a group who by robbing they get pleasure. But there are also no want of men who by giving who get pleasure, and the higher type of pleasure. In this way, the wholesale adaptation of giving, and not giving to any party like myself, but to the perfect center, to give to the God, to the center. These things should be done. Whatever we do with this idea, sammandhagyan, we take the name or we worship or we chant the rich, whatever, the background, the sammandhagyan must be like this. So repetition of these things again and again, the meaning is that our temperament, our nature of action, whatever we do, we think or we work, we worship or we read or preach or taking the name, whatever, but the sammandhagyan in how we shall do that, how that, what should be the standpoint of those activities, that will be Shivan Mukh at the beginning with surrender towards the center. Center may not be known to us so easily in our present state, but as much as possible we shall have to conceive with the help of the scriptures and the sadhu. And our sadhana hidayena bhanugyato manusangitase, the approval of our innermost heart, we shall approve to that direction. Approval of our inner heart, yes, it may be. So by giving and giving to the center, and the giving not to Brahma conception or Paramatma conception, but the all regulating, all master, all Lord conception. Now, the Lord, all regulator, but regulation by force, regulation by which power, then the finest power is discovered as affection. Law regulation is an abstract thing, that is not coming law from higher. But when we are conscious that the center is above law, above his autocracy, he, as Hegel, by itself and for itself, is by himself, and the Father Himself. That is the conception of the prime cause. He is by Himself and He is for Himself. By Himself already it is there, but for Himself our future. By Himself it is past, but for Himself that is the future. And the future is our real concern, how we shall do, utilize ourselves, our energy, for our future good, and for the future good of others also like us. Future for Himself. The for Himself, we shall try to catch that way, the for Himself. Everything for Himself. We are a part to fulfill His desire. Whatever we do with this conception, and we have to think that affection, mercy, love, that is above all, that is the highest symptom of the highest entity. Srimad Bhagavatam, the head of the crown of all revealed scriptures, and Sri Chaitanya Dev, He Himself, the most generous, that prime cause Himself came to distribute Him. They are recommending to this end. Is all affection, is home, we shall go home. With this energy and encouragement, we shall do anything and everything to help us. Everyone wants to satisfy, help himself, but helping is of different kinds. This sort of self-help and also help to the public, that will be the foremost, most noble and sure to not only to save us but also to fulfill our whole existence. Every part of my body is crying for the other corresponding part of the body of that supreme. What is this? All our inner demands, whatever, can be satisfied only by our connection with that center. Sarvadharman Paritya, justification of this announcement in Bhagavad Gita, the crown of the whole revealed truth. Or do you give up all conceptions of duties, however pure it may be seen, it may seem to you, give up them. All the duties, all kinds of duties, however purity you feel in them, give up. And only one way to me, won't be repent, won't have to repent. I am such. I am such, you won't have to repent. With this faith, this underground, foundation we have to walk on. Whatever we do, we take the name, we do any service, any gardening, or watering, or cleansing, or worshipping, or distributing name, distributing book, but this sort of sambandha gyan, how to do, who am I, where am I, what is my goal, and how to move. The sambandha vidhya prayojan, three things are necessary for our progress. Sambandha, who am I, where am I, what am I, all these things, analysis of the environment. And what is my goal, the another. What is my destination, prayojan, and obhidha, the means to the end. What is the means to the end? Three things necessary. Sambandha vidhya prayojan. In the revealed scriptures, we get direction to understand things from three standpoints. Sambandha vidhya prayojan. The place, purpose, position of myself and the environment. And what is the end goal, destination, and how to approach the goal. These three things must be clear always. Whatever we do, if these three things are satisfied, then every action will be devotion, that will be progress. Otherwise, plodding in darkness, hither, thither, or that. So by sadhu sangha, the scripture, revealed scripture, and the exponent of those scriptures, the agents, they can help us in this way, in this direction. So sadhu shastra vipar, only the association of the sadhu and the shastra can help us in our project. Even it is necessary to correct our program. Sometimes, many times, we make a program and accordingly we want to go, make progress. But sometimes it may be necessary to correct the program also. Because we are plodding in the world of imperfection and try to go towards perfection. So as long as we are in the such duration, but our sincerity of heart will help us a great deal, great deal, great deal. Ultimately our own heart is our guide, not brain. Brain more or less contaminated with the puzzling invention of this world, how we can exploit more, especially at present. Who can exploit more? His position is the high. Exploit more. Jai Gauri Hari Bol, Jai Gauri. Krishna conception, consular. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Ram Ram. With this short address to you, I want to do this. Banchaka. The first offense is Satang Ninda. We must not abuse the Vaishnava, those that are the agents of Vishnu, Narayana, to deliver the fallen souls. If you abuse them, then name becomes dissatisfied. Those revealed scriptures that are taking us the name of the Lord, advising us, if we abuse them, then name is dissatisfied. The third, we must have a proper conception of Gurudev. If we are sincerely searching after the Lord, then Lord is also approaching us, and the meeting point in Guru, his representative. So Gurudev should always be seen as the representative of God, not ordinary human beings. Though we find that he is sleeping, eating, he is suffering from disease, just as Ganges water, if physically filthy, but still it can purify everything. The dirty Ganges water can purify. Purificatory capacity is not lost by physical darkness. So, Guru, Vaishnav, they should not be seen through the material eye, but there is another vision through which they should be estimated. Then fourth, we should not unnecessarily go on abusing other demigods. When comparison is necessary, to establish the supremacy of the Lord Vishnu, then we can show indifferently, but not in the spirit of abusing other persons and demigods. Then fifth is, we should not consult dictionary to find out the meaning of the word that are given to us by name. Because it is to the fullest sense we have to take every word, every meaning. If it is pushed to the highest sense, it goes to the center. So the dictionary meaning should not be attached to the name and gone. Krishna name bahu artho nahi mani sam sundar jasodananda nahi matto jan. The name is representing that is absolute. With this idea we shall take the name. Then astradhani namdan, one who is not who does not deserve to the sufficient faith he has got, if for some treasury purpose we bestow name to him, we commit offense against none, name is dissatisfied. Then if we think that the name is one of so many purificatory good things, we can serve the country, we can read the holy scriptures, and we can wander holy places, that's good to take the name also, a good thing, one of them, then there is disregard about the name. Name is above all. No purificatory function as taking the name to be found any other good activity. Then namo vale papa buddhi. If we think that if we take one name, then all the sins purified. So let me go on sinning and taking the name, and name will purify. With this spirit, if we try to utilize name to remove doubt from me, that is offense. That is to abuse the name. Because we should worship him, serve him, and not try to use him in my service to remove my doubt. Not with that sense we shall take them. Then if we have got any particular attraction for any mundane thing, that must be uprooted. Uprooted and unprejudiced, free we shall go to Krishna, back to God, back to home. When taking name transformation, will begin within mental system, and unbiased, unprejudiced, we shall try to go where the name will take from this world consciousness to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, with the hope. And it is last that we must take the name that I am not pressed to go to some undesirable position. I am going home. It is very sweet. That is my own. I am now, I am wandering in the foreign land, non-sympathetic, but I am really going to my home. There is in the under the holy feet of the Divine Lord, among everything is there. All wishes, well-wishers are there. So back to God, back to home, with this spirit we shall take the name. And there are namabhas, by taking the name. If we have not these offenses with open mind, but no special positive attraction, then liberation we can get. But we must have in our view the attainment of the positive service of Krishna and his servitors. With this positive idea we must go on taking them, not only to avoid the negative side. Sankatya Paryasya Stu Velam, four kinds of namavas with me. grant liberation, but not positive engagement in this holy service of Krishna. We should avoid them. Avoid them. Always our aim, object will be how to get the dedicated life for the service of that noble Lord. With this spirit you are. Now you have to go and prostrate before the Vaishnavas, and they go to the temple, and then taking this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, counting the bridge, and then you will take prasadam, etc. So you keep it. Nam Parishankaran Upanishad Upanishad,